Case Annie Overly is the Kentucky chair, the Kentucky delegation at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning, Jack.
How's it been? Are you really enjoying this?
We are starting day four of what has been an amazing week here in Philadelphia.
Cool. You told us early in the week this was your first one of these conventions. You want to go back?
Well, I tell you, if I go back, I'm going to get more rest in advance because these are early morning breakfasts and late night speeches, as folks are seeing on their TVs back in Kentucky. And so you really need to get your batteries charged to do a full week of this.
I want to ask you a question that I couldn't really refute when the caller made the accusation yesterday on the talk show, but I'm pretty sure he was wrong. There aren't areas designated at the convention for pot smoking, is there?
No, not to my knowledge. I haven't seen anything like that.
Okay. I know there are dozens of advocacy groups outside demonstrating and wanting to legalize marijuana and that kind of thing, but the caller yesterday said that, they actually had a designated area for pot smoking. I thought, that doesn't sound right. Anyway, I appreciate you straightening that out. How was the president last night?
Well, I watched after the speech lots of the talking heads, if you will, to get sort of the professional feedback. And different folks were calling it the best speech of his career.
Really?
He really, took it, went from commander-in-chief to campaigner-in-chief and really laid out the case for Hillary Clinton as president of the next United States.
There's unity that needs to take place on both sides, and at the beginning of the week, there was some question if with all the other stuff and the controversies, et cetera, could you pull it together? Do you feel like the party's unified now?
Well, certainly in the convention hall, they appear unified. Within the Kentucky delegation, which is about 50-50 split between Sanders delegates and Clinton delegates, there is certainly unity. When after the roll call and Senator Sanders moved by acclamation to nominate Secretary Clinton, you've seen folks come together and have wanting to start a dialogue about what happens next. How do we move past this? And not just past an election in November, but how do we move past this difference of opinion and talking about our different issues and priorities. And so the dialogue has been good.
Well, Sandy, we really appreciate you being with us all this week, kind of keeping us up to speed as to what's going on each day. Appreciate it very much, and I hope you have a great evening tonight. This is it, isn't it?
It is. This is the big night.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jack.